So today for English, what you're going to be doing is you're going to be thinking about the boxing up that you did yesterday, where you boxed up that newspaper report that I'd written for you. And you're going to use what you understand about that to create your own. So if you remember before Christmas, I know it seems like a long time ago, you wrote a story, didn't you? Very similar to the caravan, about where a child goes to a place that they're not meant to go to, something bad happens. And then eventually they are saved and they get to go home back to their parents. So what you've got to do is you've got to think about what happened in that story and how are you going to write about it in the style of a newspaper. Okay, so the first thing you've got to think about is what is your headline going to be? Okay, so what happened? So in the caravan, two boys were trapped in a caravan after a pylon had fallen on top of it. And then I made my headline "Caravan Crushed," didn't I? So, what was your story about? So, what are you going to make your headline about? When you've done that, I want you to think about what things are you going to put in that first paragraph. Now, remember, when we're boxing up, we're not writing the actual paragraph, are we? We're writing some key notes so that when we get on to writing it, we have some ideas there to help us. So for that first paragraph, you need to think about those five W's that we've talked about before: the who, the what, where, when, and why. So who was involved? What was happening or what happened? When did it happen? Why did it happen? And where did it happen? Now, remember, when you're writing a newspaper report, it has to be in the past tense, doesn't it? So the when would need to be, it could be earlier today, it could be yesterday, or it could be last week. Probably not much further back than that because it's a newspaper report reporting news. It tends to be something that's happened quite recently. So it wouldn't be like 100 years ago or anything like that, would it? Okay, so once you've thought about that, you've got to think about what's going to go in those two paragraphs for your providing background information and a context. Look back at the example one. What sort of things were talked about there? Things like they'd been warned, they went and played there, and then add a bit more detail to what actually happened. Okay, then we get on to the quotes from the eyewitnesses. Remember, these quotes are probably going to be from somebody else, somebody who saw what happened. So in the newspaper report that you read yesterday, there was a quote from somebody who lived nearby, wasn't there? And then there was one from a police officer who was the first person on the scene, the first person to arrive after the disaster had happened. So that's got to go in there, remembering again about our inverted commas. Then finally, you have got your conclusion. What is happening now? So in our example, we had said that the caravan was going to be removed and it was going to be turned into a shopping area. What I might think about is, so for my story, if you can remember, we were on a building site, weren't we? Maybe I would say that they were going to put more security there, or they were going to put a bigger fence around, something like that. Some way they're going to fix the problem to make the bad thing safe. Okay. Now, finally, what you need to remember is this is a plan, isn't it? The boxing up is to help you when you're writing your actual thing. Okay, so you need to think really carefully about what is going into each thing. If it's your newspaper report, so you can write about whatever it is that you wrote about in your story. But you do need to remember that this is a plan, so the detail that you put in each box needs to be useful. Okay, so some boxes you might only need to put a couple of words or a couple of sentences or a few bullet points, but other bits you might need to have a bit more detail in there. What you need to remember as well is that that third box is meant to be for two paragraphs, isn't it? It's meant to be two paragraphs, so there's going to need to be quite a bit of information in there. But remember, we're not writing our whole newspaper now. These are just pieces of information, things that might help you, any keywords that will make it easier when you're writing your final piece.